$1,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
From the KIIC Weather Center, this weather update is for all of southern Iowa. Overnight tonight, the low around 25 degrees. A sunny Tuesday is on the way. Your high around 34, not as warm as today. Maybe some flurries Tuesday after midnight and early morning for your Wednesday as well. Wednesday's high around 27 and the winds will be blustery. It's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking this week, I have three outstanding individuals with the American Legion, as we have Tim McLaughlin. He is the State of Iowa American Legion Membership Chair. And then I also have James Kellogg from Minnesota. He's the American Legion National Vice Commander as he tours the great state of Iowa. And then I also have Brian Ring, Sr., and he's out of Glenwood, Iowa, as well as the state commander. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us here on KIIC today.
It's our privilege.
Thank you.
Absolutely. As James, we'll start with you and talk about your tour. What have you noticed with your touring of Iowa so far as you've been in the area for a few days?
Well, it's been a real privilege. I have the eight Midwest states as National Vice Commander. There's five of us in the organization, but we started this tour on Monday noon. And each stop is more amazing than the last one. We're seeing wonderful people doing great things. A dedication to, you know, rural America, the breadbasket of America. And, you know, these people in this part of the country, they have a good work ethic, and it shows their involvement in their community. I've been, you know, in the smaller communities I've been in, which I'm from a community of 750 people, so this is a big talent to me to be here. But to see the beautiful Legion posts they have, to see their community involvement, it just never ceases to amaze me as I travel across the great state of Iowa. Incidentally, my parents were from Iowa. So
okay.
I just live 7 miles into Minnesota.
Okay, so all right.
On a clear day, I can see Iowa, my front yard.
That's fantastic to hear. And I hope before you leave our fair city, you get to see the Welcome Home Soldier Monument as well. That's outside of town on Highway 34 there.
We had the privilege of visiting that earlier today by the gentleman who started it.
Oh, super.
He gave us a walkthrough tour, and it's just simply amazing. I will take that back to Minnesota and other states in the Midwest and suggest they take time to stop and travel to Alvey, Iowa, just to see that boil. It's just amazing what they've done out there.
And the beautiful thing about that Welcome Home Soldier, it will continue to grow for years to come. It's not done, so that's nice. Brian Ring, as the state commander here for Iowa, talk about what it means to have the national vice commander with us here.
It's always nice to bring a national vice commander into the state every year. And like he says, we take them around, we get them to visit different posts and show them the events of what we do throughout the state. Because we are here to help veterans. That is our job. Veterans helping veterans. And we love hearing the stories from the different posts, the trials and tributes that they've had and how they've grown and how the different members have grown throughout as they've been American Legion members. And we love hearing what they do with each other and help each other throughout the days.
Help is very important indeed. And then Tim McLaughlin, the State of Iowa American League Membership Chair, that's one thing that I never realized, that I always thought that all veterans would be an automatic member in the American Legion. That is not true. Talk about why membership is important.
Well, let's start with the first thing, and that is they can help each other. They understand each other, they can listen to each other and talk to each other and feel comfortable. But sometimes they don't really necessarily realize even that the Legion exists. And especially with today's younger people who are not necessarily joiners, we need to ensure that they are invited. And that's why we're talking with you today and other radio stations on this tour, tour with the National Vice Commander. We want to reach more veterans to help them know about what the Legion does and can help with people, especially the fact that, you know, Congress and the Senate only listen to numbers. And the more numbers that we show, and we are the largest veterans organization in the United States, actually in the world, but we need to get them there so that they listen harder, because the Legion has a tradition going way back when of helping our veterans. And we wrote with Mr. Comer, who was a national commander at one time right after at the end of World War II. We wrote the GI Bill. They have the original copy on napkins from the hotel, the Mayflower, I think it was the Mayflower Hotel. Don't hold me to that. I can't know all my history. But that's what we are there for, is to help them. And if we don't get them involved, we can't necessarily help them as much. The one way we do help, of course, is the service office here in our state. We have three service officers. Those officers brought $402 million the last fiscal year in services and disability payments to veterans, whether they were a Legion member or not. And they never charge, unlike some of the lawyers and things that feel they have to. And that's a part of it. But, you know, we've got Jim Kellogg here who's working with us and others on the Be the One program, which I'm going to refer to him because I think that's important, because he's the one that should be speaking, because, you know, the people in the community are not necessarily the prophets. It's the ones that come from outside.
That's a good way to put it, indeed. I've got three great individuals that have served in the United States military. Of course, the National Vice Commander, James Kellogg, is here with us, along with Tim McLaughlin and then Brian Ring as well. And I got to tell you, I like what you said, Tim, with the American Legion helping others. I've heard Bob Waugh preach this. I've heard Randy Johnson preach this as well, that's what you do. You help your people that have served in the military to do whatever it takes to help them out in any way, shape, or form. James, we'll come back to you for a little bit. Veterans Day was not that long ago. I was able to partake in a Veterans Assembly and put it over EBF.TV, and there was over 60 veterans that were recognized in that ceremony. Talk about how important it is to make certain that veterans get recognized for their service.
Well, one day a year, of course, is set aside as Veterans Day, and it's extremely important that we maintain a level of knowledge amongst our youth for historical purposes. If we don't remind them, who is going to do it? I had the privilege that day of being in Washington, D.C. and placing a wreath on the Vietnam Veterans Wall and the memorial to Vietnam-era nurses. There were about 2,000 people in attendance there in Washington, D.C. that day. Many have come in from many, many miles all over the country, but really the programs for Veterans Day come right down to the local communities. Our Legion posts are leaders in this, remembering. They go into our schools, as they have here, and talk about Veterans Day and show people who we are, what we are. You know, we're kind of like the American farmer, which I happen to also be. We're less than 2% of the population. And if we don't be a constant reminder to them about us and who we are, and actually those schools are there because of our service, as is this radio station. If it wasn't for our efforts in maintaining freedom in our country, we wouldn't be sitting here talking today as we are. So that's the importance of veterans and spreading the word about that, not to brag, just as a reminder is who we are and what we are. us Vietnam era veterans, we come back, we didn't win the war. So we weren't really looked on as being successful. It got to be a political affair. Some of us were spit on. And that is something we'll never forget. But as Legionnaires, and a lot of Legionnaires today are the leaders within Vietnam, the Vietnam era veterans are leaders within our organizations, just to make a constant reminder that, you know, we don't want this to ever happen to any veteran ever again in our history, to be treated the way we were. And that's one thing you'll see about Vietnam era vets. We aren't tearing down memorials. We aren't changing names. We're building memorials all over our country, just as a constant reminder to those who have served and those who haven't, why they're able to do and have the freedoms they have today and exercise their vote as we just were able to recently do and choose our leadership.
I love the way you mentioned that. That was James Kellogg. He is the American Legion National Vice Commander out of Minnesota. We're glad that he's with us, along with Tim McLaughlin and Brian Ring. And Brian, as the state commander for Iowa, talk a little bit about this buddy check that is going on. I mean, this is relatively new into the service here that the American Legion does. Get into that and give us a little information about it.
Okay, buddy check. It was actually started back during COVID. It was brought out to start connecting with your buddies, get a hold of your post members, and check on them, because a lot of them weren't getting out in the community. They were staying home, trying to stay away from the COVID and from people that were getting sick. So we started this service, buddy checks, to call, to go knock on the doors and check on them, make sure they're doing okay, make sure they're getting their meds, and make sure they're eating like they should be, because a lot of them didn't cook at home. They went out to eat, and when they stopped going out, that stopped too. So we had to check on them and make sure they were doing okay. And when people sit by themselves, memories start popping in, and that's when we start having issues with suicide and everything else. So the big part of that was to check on them, make sure they're doing okay.
And it's a very, very simple item in terms of the buddy check. You either visit them, or you give them a call on the telephone. But this is an item that can be done really, honestly, by any person that is not a veteran as well. But the veterans pick up the pace because they're trying to get a hold of those other veterans that are in there to make certain that they are A-OK. And it doesn't take that long of a time to make certain that the phone call gets taken care of, right?
Correct. They don't take long. Sometimes the phone calls only last 5-10 minutes, and there are times I'm on the phone for an hour or two with some of the vets, because they have stories and they want to talk and they're lonely. And some of the stories get a little rough to listen to. That's why we're starting the new Be the One training system, so that we know how to handle these stories better, and if we need to pass get them to a better help, to someone who can really talk to them. But the basic buddy check is to check and see how they're doing, to make sure they're having a good day, or they're, if their day's off, we can talk to them a little bit. And sometimes they brighten up when they hear somebody else talking to them, and that helps a lot.
The brotherhood in sports is very strong. The brotherhood in the American Legion is very strong as well, because of the fact that you know what they're going through, right?
Correct. I haven't been through what a lot of these veterans have been through, but I have been overseas in war. I've had missiles drop around me on the base I was on. But the firefights and stuff, I can listen to those stories, and I hear quite a few. And you want to listen to them. You want them to speak and get it off their chest, because a lot of times they're feeling anger or sadness due to what happened through some of those fights. And they just need to voice it here and there. Just to talk about it helps a lot.
For my edition of Just Start Talking, that was Brian Ring giving us some information about the buddy check. And I'm going to throw it over to Tim right now, Tim McLaughlin. Tim, as the State of Iowa American Legion Membership Chair and coordinating the media outreach, the number one issue that faces veterans is something that Brian alluded to just a skosh. But my goodness, the National Veteran Suicide Prevention Annual Report says that the numbers are somewhat staggering of how many servicemen take their lives. Talk about that aspect a little bit.
It is very staggering. And, of course, many of them had traumatic experiences or significant problems when they were in a wartime environment. And they come home, and sometimes they don't have anybody they can talk to about it. And so that builds up within them and causes some of that. But, you know, as our national vice commander has said very many times, suicide doesn't know any demographic. All ages, both sexes, it's universal. The challenge that we face with it, especially with the veterans, is they don't talk about it. You don't know it until they're they're one of the least likely groups to actually request it. And Jim here knows more about that than I do. My job is in this is to ensure that people get the message, and that's why we're with you, because we want this to get out to the entire population.
Well, that was Tim McLaughlin talking about that. And go ahead there, James. Talk about that, passing the baton on to get people to speak. Tim alluded to the fact that they get back home and they don't have anybody to talk to. Even if they have a family with a spouse and kids, sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to them about what happened in the military. Talk about that.
That's very true. The program that we're promoting now is a three-year initiative by our national organization, and it's called Be the One. And it's suicide awareness. Suicide today has reached an epidemic stage in our country among veteran population. We're losing 22 vets a day to suicide. And if there's anything we can do to help slow this rate down, that's what our efforts are all about. We're going through an educational program. Our national organization is teamed with Columbia University, who is world-renowned in this area. Incidentally, the state of Iowa, Department of Iowa, is taking it one step further. They're in a pilot program where they're going to bring in people to actually professionals to train people within each district in Iowa to be trainers to make people more aware of the signs and the actions that you can take to help these people. Like I said, we're losing 22 vets a day. They say it's been said that 50% of the average population never asked for help. That raises to 70% in the veterans population. The part that hits, the numbers that hit home hardest to me are the proven numbers that we have lost more veterans today to suicide than in all the wars totaled together that our country's ever been involved in. That's a staggering number. We need to help. We need to try to become educated. We need to understand that it's not okay. You know, it is okay to not be okay. That's one of the messages that we're really trying to promote out, to understand, try to understand where these people are. They're in a dark place. It's been said that by professionals that the final decision to go ahead and take one's life is done in the last 5 minutes before they actually do it. So if we can recognize the symptoms, help them, get them help by dialing 988, the national suicide number, and getting them professional help, then we're gonna slow the rate. And that's as Tim said, our goal is to educate our people to help slow this down. It's also a statistic now that's becoming more and more aware of is our female veteran population. Over 30% of the people in the military today are females, unlike in the past. And we've got to be able to relate to the female as well as the male population in this. So that's why we're trying our best to educate our people, know the signs, know the questions. My personal experience with this, in the last 2 to 3 months, I've had a close friend of mine who is reaching his 80s that attempted. He was unsuccessful. And a 44-year-old young lady who also was unsuccessful. So it's not age-specific. It's not gender-specific. I've got information with me that we're passing around as we travel around Iowa. It's available on the internet to become educated and aware of this program. And we ask people not to just share it in the better community, to share it within their churches and their schools to spread the education. Last evening, we had the privilege of visiting with a young law enforcement officer in a neighboring town here. And he actually has just taken, in his military training, he's also in the National Guard in Iowa. Part of his training was 40 hours of learning to understand and become aware of suicides. So it is an epidemic stage, and we're joining in the effort and trying to educate our veterans population. And like I said, it's called Be the One, and the reason for that is that we can be the one to actually change someone's life and help save their life.
That's great.
We've had people come back after educational seminars and gatherings have been given, come up to us out of the crowd and say, you know, you just saved my life.
Good deal. Very good deal. That was James Kellogg from Minnesota. He's the American Legion National Vice Commander, along with us for this installment of Just Start Talking. Tim McLaughlin is here with us. He's the American Legion Membership Chair. And then I've got Brian Ring out of Glenwood, Iowa. He's the state commander here in Iowa. And Brian, if I could pull you in and talk a little bit more about this, not only with the Be the One program, you've got a certain system, which it's called QPR. Talk about those three simple steps.
The QPR is a training that we're going to start here at our Midwestern Conference. And that's how we're trying to get a main trainer in each district that can train other veterans or American Legion veterans and auxiliary to help recognize the problems of suicide, what to kind of look for. We're trying to keep on top of this. It's an ever-changing process on this, on what to look for. You may talk to somebody one day and they're fine. The next day they're having issues. And you've got to kind of be able to recognize this and be able to send them or get them to the right person to talk to. And that's where we bring in the 988 number, dial one for a veteran, to help you get to the proper people to speak to. But there are sometimes there are simple signs that say they're having issues, and sometimes they're buried and you have to talk to them and really start looking for it. But we're trying to train our people to understand and be able to see what these problems are with each and every one of us.
As a QPR trained gatekeeper, you would be learning how to recognize those warning signs that you just mentioned, know how to offer hope, because there is a way out that people can realize that their life is not a total sham, that they need to continue on with that hope and know how to get help in the first place and save a life, and of course develop the comfort and confidence level needed to insert yourself into any situation as that gatekeeper. You know, as a military person, you've been trained a certain way. Now you've got to shift gears just a skosh, and you have to learn a different method of how to deal with things. Sometimes people don't have that in their repertoire, but they need to have it because they're going to be helping out their buddies.
Correct.
All right. With me for my installment of Just Start Talking, I've had three great folks out of the military. I've got Tim McLaughlin. He's the American Legion Membership Chair. I've got James Kellogg. He's the National Vice Commander of the American Legion. And Brian Ring from Glenwood, Iowa, as the State Commander. And gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to talk to you about this. But before we leave, I'm going to give you each an opportunity to give us a little bit more insight, your final thoughts, as we get ready to wrap up this installment of Just Start Talking. And James, we'll start with you. Give us a little bit, your final thought that you'd like our listeners slash hopefully other American Legion people or veterans to know about.
I'd like to close with this, just stating we are a family-oriented organization. We service the family. We have programs from basically from the cradle to the grave in our American Legion family. We invite you to please consider becoming part of it if you're an eligible veteran or son or daughter of a veteran. Please take a look at our organization, consider being part of our organization. And here in the great state of Iowa, we have some fabulous leaders and a lot of involvement in our local communities, which makes me as National Vice Commander for the Midwest very proud to be part of an organization of this size. So just the message I'd like to leave with you today is that please consider, if you're a veteran, to become part of our organization, become part of our American Legion family. And thank you very much for this time that you've allotted to us.
You're most certainly welcome. We appreciate you being here. Tim McLaughlin, State of Iowa American Legion Membership Chair. Talk about, from your standpoint, what would you like for people to get?
Well, I'd like to see all of our veterans just ask to be a member and take that step to be part of something bigger than themselves again. And I'd like my fellow Legionnaires out there to think and to realize that other veterans may not be sure that they would be welcome, and I need them to just ask another veteran to go and be part of something greater than themselves.
Very, very good. That was Tim McLaughlin. How about Brian Ring? What about your final thoughts as state commander with the Iowa American Legion? Talk about how you feel.
Well, our organization, as I said, we're veterans helping veterans. That is what we were formed for, and that's what we do every day. On the be the one to reach out. Be the one to ask someone how they're doing. Be the one to sit there and listen. A lot of times they just want somebody to listen to them, and that helps greatly. We'd enjoy to have you join us. I know many of you are busy. You don't have the time to be part of us very actively, but if you pay your dues, you're part of us, you're helping a veteran somewhere within your state and within our organization. We are constantly helping veterans, and that is what we greatly do. Please come join us, be the one, come reach out, ask, and listen.
Excellent information. Once again, for my installment of Just Start Talking, I've been talking with James Kellogg, National Vice Commander for the American Legion, Tim McLaughlin, the State of Iowa American Legion Membership Chair, and Brian Ring from Glenwood, Iowa. He's the Iowa State Commander. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC today. Now, don't forget, our listeners, if you want to check in and listen to this segment all over or just a little bit of part of it, you can go to our website at www.kiicradio.com and select the Audio Vault up there in the top banner, and on the right side you'll see this podcast for Just Start Talking, and you can choose it or any other one that we have done as well here at KIIC. I'm Pat Powers for KIIC News.
Cyclone Sports Network. From Learfield, welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Chevron Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Chevron. Fueling your game for a lower carbon tomorrow makes you a winner today. Glad you could join us for our show as we have kind of a combo show of basketball, football, and Iowa corn. And so we have Bill Fenley as our first guest today. A little bit later, we're going to have Stu Swanson from Iowa Corn. We're also going to hear from Matt Campbell on the Pop-Tarts Bowl. And then later on, we'll have TJ Altzberger along. Eric Heft is our guest co-host today. And Coach Fenley, a good win yesterday over Central Michigan. And I believe you're 8-2 now on the season. So obviously a big week with the series we will talk about with Stu, the Iowa Corn Cyhawk series. But you go into it playing some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, John, I think our kids have we've had a really good non-conference run. Obviously, you know, there's parts of it that you want to have back, but that's part of non-conference basketball. Our kids have worked really hard. We're trying to mix and match lineups a lot. We played a really good schedule. So all the things that we went into it, the one thing we're not as healthy as maybe you'd like this point in the season. It's most of our kids can play. It's just we're very limited in practice, and that's kind of set us back. But what I told them after the game,